think about things. And we live that way. We make plans for tomorrow. So I want to talk to you about thinking about tomorrow. You could open your scriptures, if you like, to the book of Philippians in chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. It mentions a few things there, beginning in verse 8 of Philippians chapter 3. Well, let's read verse 7 first. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Paul is through himself, looking at his life and looking at himself, he's teaching us about ourselves and how that we should look at ourselves and what we should be. Paul often says to imitate him, he told Timothy to do the things that I have shown you, to imitate me. And so he is teaching us through the things that he is doing, that he looks at. But what things were gained for me, these I have counted loss for Christ. And then verse 8, yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. The worth of knowing Christ surpasses any and all fleshly accomplishments. The worth of knowing Christ surpasses anything that we may do upon this earth. And that's what the Apostle Paul is teaching us. And we should look at it that way, as we're looking at thinking about tomorrow. And in verse 8, and continuing in verse 9, he says, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. Though the righteousness of God, through righteousness of God that depends upon faith, I can gain Christ. Gaining Christ. Knowing Christ. Gaining Christ. Then in verse 10, that I may know him, the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death. Verse 11, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection of the dead. Becoming like Jesus opens the door to the power of his resurrection. And you may ask, well, what is the power of his resurrection? The power of his resurrection is the hope that he gives us of the resurrection. If he raised Christ from the dead, we will be raised. It is given us hope, faith in God, faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and it becoming like Jesus opens the door to the power of his resurrection. That's a tremendous power that we can be partakers of and live in that, knowing that. And then he says in verse 12, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold on that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Lay hold on, going ahead. Verse 13, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things that are ahead. Thinking about tomorrow, reaching forward, tomorrow, going forward, thinking about those things, thinking about tomorrow, and forgetting the things that are behind. Yesterday is gone. We have the present, and Lord willing, we have a tomorrow. And so we make plans, and we look at tomorrow, and we press ahead to the prize, in verse 14, to the prize of the upward call of God. And it is obtainable. And that's what the apostle is trying to teach us. That is, it is obtainable. He is pressing forward. He was looking forward. He is making plans. He is acting today based on what he is looking at for tomorrow. And he can attain these. We can obtain these goals. We can get that. Verse 15. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind, and if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal it even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us be of the same mind. God is willing to shape the maturity of our thinking. He is willing, and it can be done, and we can have that, and God will work that way with us. Verse 16 that I have just read, that we have responsibility, and I have that responsibility to what has been delivered by God Almighty through Jesus Christ, His Son. And then verse 19, but that we read this, whose end is its destruction, whose God is in their belly, whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. Setting our mind on earthly things, it leads to idolatry, it leads to shame, and it leads to destruction. Thinking about tomorrow. Do you think that people ever stop to think about some sinful act that they have it in their heads that they want to take part in today? Do they stop and think about what consequences that would bring forth tomorrow? And if they would stop and think about that, do you think that it might influence them to not do that? Think about what consequences would have to be paid tomorrow for your actions today. We need to be taught that we need to think ahead. And that's something you learn that as you grow up, you learn to think ahead. Well, this is what I'm doing today. And if I do this today and I do that today, then tomorrow I'll be able to do this and it will all fall in line. You think ahead. What's going to be the actions, reaction to what I'm doing today? And we think ahead. Setting our mind on earthly things only leads to destruction. And verse 20, our citizenship is in heaven, from which ought we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we're looking for tomorrow. When I say tomorrow, in a figurative sense, that when God says it is time. Tomorrow, the next day. Yesterday's gone. We have the present. God's in control. And He's in control of tomorrow. That's where our citizenship lies. And we're thinking ahead. And we're looking at tomorrow. The promise of our Savior's coming ought to be shaped by my present conduct. Verse 21, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to His glorious body according to the working by which He is able even to subdue all things to Himself. Shaping us. Conforming us. When? When is that day? We just have to say, tomorrow. And when that tomorrow comes into tomorrow, we don't know. But what we do today shapes what will be tomorrow. We are to be, as Christians, we are to be lights unto the world. Lights, and we are to be salt. And we are to let our light shine before men. Focusing ourselves on our actions today in view of tomorrow. Be as tomorrow. In Galatians, I believe it's chapter 6 and verse 7, if I'm remembering that correctly, we reap what we sow. We reap what, do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. So what you do today, what are you going to reap tomorrow because of that? And we need to think about those things. So what are you thinking about? You thinking about tomorrow? Today, or are you thinking about tomorrow? And what you're doing today, and what will be the consequences for us if we do that on to tomorrow? If you haven't obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, now is your time to do that. You can obey the Lord, confessing confessing God and Jesus Christ as the Son of God, confessing Christ before men, repenting of your sins, believing in God with all your heart, being baptized for the remission of sins, then you can start on your journey with God and your journey with Christ and focus your attention on tomorrow. Look forward to that time of knowing that your citizenship is in heaven, not upon this earth. Discarding all the worldly things and the fleshly things that only lead to destruction. And that's what we encourage you to do. And as a Christian, perhaps you have failed in some way, or you have sinned, and you need to make a public acknowledgement of that and ask for prayers, then now is your time also. We ask that you come as we stand together and sing.